Okay, and Mr. Haider, I wanted to bring you back in and ask you then, considering the ceasefire is obviously just for 12 hours, and Mr. Morris there said, rightfully so, that Israel has warned that it will carry out now further attacks after those 12 hours are over, what exactly will happen going forward? At some point, I would imagine, the Arab countries will need to act, especially the likes of Egypt.
Well, the Arab countries will have to act. They've been acting, and we've been seeing their action. In fact, what will really put a mark on this negotiation, as I was saying, but I mean, I have to continue on this, is that the Israelis will have to understand, and this is what they feared yesterday, and this is why they agreed to this 12-hour ceasefire, is that the Palestinian people all over Palestine, especially in the occupied West Bank, will soon rise more and more. Don't forget that we've had for the past few days about 9 killed over there in demonstrations and rallies, etc. And they fear that there will be the third intifada, and this is the thing that will bring the Israelis back to reason, as I call them. Otherwise, I can see them going on with this war, limited or protracted, or maybe an invasion on a larger scale. But it is for sure we can witness that they are pressurizing Mr. Kerry to find a way out without them losing face, because now there is a big struggle within the Israeli cabinet over there. And the rightists and the more rightists, you know, they don't want to stop the war because they will lose in the next election, in public opinion, and they don't know how to get out of it. So they are really asking everybody all around, whether it be Egyptian, American, Turkish, or Qatari, to try to find a way out without really abiding by the rules and by the conditions that Hamas and Jihad are putting to end this war and put a ceasefire, a long-lasting ceasefire going on, which is opening the borders and taking out this boycott, canceling it. So they want to go back to what was there 20 days ago, you know, without opening the borders or having to. Of course, they have with them also the Egyptians, you know, who don't see very happily opening the border through Rafah, you know, over there, because they have also an inside enemy in the Egypt, and they have to deal with him, and they fear that especially Hamas has got special links with the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood over there. So here we go again, back to the same vicious circle, as I would say. So Mr. Kerry has got a big task to make this 12 hours last even longer, maybe throughout the Eid, Eid al-Fitr, for a few days, 3 or 4 days. But if there is no solution of taking off the blockade of Gaza and opening the borders to a certain extent, even though if you have to put United Nations forces on these border lines or the Palestinian authorities, or as many plans were advanced in this respect, somehow this blockade has to be broken down. It's been going on for 7-8 years, and it's not natural. This is a crime.
And Mr. Haider,
I
do apologize again for coming in. I just want to keep the conversation flowing, and I want to pick up on that point that you just made, Mr. Haider, and put that to Mr. Morris. Mr. Morris, you know, Mr. Haider there mentioned the lifting of the blockade and the siege on Gaza, and that is one of the main conditions that Hamas has put towards a more permanent ceasefire at this time. And of course, you know, we've seen the resistance movement such as Hamas, of course, they're a lot stronger this time around, and this is already aggression. So they've been able to make this stronger demand as well. Do you believe that there is a likelihood that Israel will ever accept such a demand?
No, I don't think so. I think what we see happening here, and to the point about the West Bank and the Third Intifada, I think it's already started. I think that the only way to really stop the siege of Gaza, as the gentleman just mentioned, is to have, I don't encourage violence in any way, but I think the only way around this to stop what Israel is doing, and again, going back to the siege of Gaza that's been in place for 7-8 years, and that has been the source of the Palestinian rocket attacks, as I've mentioned on C-SPAN here in America as well. You can go to my ushijack.com blog and see some of the posts there on the first page. But I think the way that really this has to be addressed is the BDS movement, boycott, divestment, and sanctions of Israel, but also a Gandhi-like movement in the West Bank, where you have, let's say, 100,000 Palestinians that just basically march on the Israeli security forces there. They were basically overwhelmed in the last couple of days. And Israel is going to be forced, this is going to be tragic, Israel is going to be forced to probably kill a few of them, but it's just going to have more outrage in the international media. The U.S. media will be forced to cover it, to just see what the apartheid regime of Israel is all about. But again, like I said, how this recent war in Gaza started is on Nakba Day, you had three Palestinian, or at least two Palestinian teenagers shot dead by Israel, by the military, and that was captured on CNN video. That hasn't been made known here in America except on CNN International, which most Americans don't see. They see CNN domestic. And then what happened is you had retaliation against that, and whatever happened with the settlers, the Israeli settlers in the West Bank, and mind you, that's some illegally occupied land, Jewish colonies on Palestinian land. Of course, American media doesn't talk about that. But we just see retaliatory attacks by Hamas, the resistance. And as you'd mentioned, Hamas is stronger this time, and I assume that is because of Iranian training, like we saw with Hezbollah in Lebanon. And that's the only way to really teach Israel that, killing people at will, like we saw Israel put cluster bombs on the border of Lebanon right as that ceasefire was happening back in when they were in Lebanon the last time. Israel is out to deliberately murder Palestinians and civilians, women and children. And for the American media to spin that and to say that, oh, it's Hamas is using the women and children as human shields, and that Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the map. Who's been wiped off the map here is Palestine. And American media never addresses that. And I'd also like to point out that U.S. support for Israel against the Palestinians, like we saw in CAS-led back in 2008, 2009, and in this current campaign where over 900 Palestinians have been murdered, mostly women and children, as I pointed out, that was the motivation for Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula and the underwear bomber who was with AQAP. In his testimony in a courtroom in America, and of course, American media barely covered this, the underwear bomber had mentioned that what America was doing to support Israel against the Palestinians in Gaza, wording to that effect, was the reason he wanted to blow up an airliner over Detroit.
And I'm just going to stop you there, Mr. Morris, because I wanted to bring in Mr. Haider once again on that point that you made about, Mr. Haider, I wanted to ask the point that Mr. Morris there made about Israel having to learn the lesson that it cannot continue to kill innocent people, especially, of course, Palestinians and Gazans in this specific case. Do you believe that Israel will learn that lesson?
Well, the so-called state of Israel has been acting as a terrorist state ever since its institution. And now, more than before, that is in 2008 and 9 in Gaza, in 2012, in 2006 in Lebanon, and before, it's been killing civilians, innocent people, and there is no such a thing as called as international community or international public opinion, because we haven't seen it. Despite of the millions we have seen in the streets and squares yesterday and in other days all over the world, in all the main towns of the world, is still this public opinion is not trickling down to the governments and to the decision makers, leaders of the world. So I feel that if there is not a big UN or international action, that shows the Israelis that they are a rogue state and they cannot go on being like this. I mean, we've seen the highest international court take the case of the apartheid war over there, and they didn't care about it. They made investigation committees to go investigate in the murders and crimes and genocide crime. They didn't even allow them to enter into Palestine to look at it. And this, so they don't care. Unless there is something like international law, international court, that really, like the UN Article 7, Clause 7, that has to be implied by force on the Israelis. They go on doing this. Look at the news now. There is a 12-hour truce, and they say, instead of having a ceasefire for 12 hours, that they will go on looking for the tunnels over there. You know what this means on the ground. If you go on looking for the tunnels and you meet somebody from Hamas or al-Jihad and they fight you, it means that there is no ceasefire. You have to hit back. And so there is, I have to agree, Mr. Morris in Los Angeles, that I mean, the American public opinion is being taken away, far away from reality over there. When they put in comparison with, they started putting in comparison some rockets in going out of Gaza, let's say 5 or 6 years ago, with all the damage and destruction and the killings that happening on the other side. Even look now, during the 19 days, 99% of the Palestinian people killed by the Israelis are civilians, innocent people who have nothing to do with fighting and with the military. While
unfortunately, Mr. Haider, I do apologize, but I would have loved to continue this conversation, but it seems the time has gotten the best of us. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Hayyan Haider, political commentator, speaking to us live from Beirut. And we were, of course, also joined by Mr. James Morris, who is joining us live via Skype from Los Angeles. And he's a political commentator as well. Mr. Morris, we do appreciate your insight as well. Just wanted to get you up to date on the breaking news you're seeing at the bottom of your screen there. The death toll has now risen to 940 out of these 19 days of attacks by Israel on the Gaza Strip. And the Red Cross has also condemned Israeli attacks on ambulances and the killing of medics. We will no doubt keep you up to date on the developing situation in Gaza.